Thank you all. Please be seated. Thank you all. Welcome. Please be seated. Welcome to the White House. I like to call it the People's House. I'm glad you could join us today to celebrate Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. This is the month we recognize the many accomplishments of Americans who trace their origins to the Asian Pacific region. And we honor the contributions they make to our great land. Across our country, Asian Pacific Americans are making their mark in all walks of life, including business and law and politics and education, community service, the arts, and science. Today, more Asian Pacific Americans serve in my administration than in any other administration in history, and two of them serve in my cabinet. And today, I am delighted to recognize Secretary Elaine Chao and Secretary Norm Mineta and thank them for their great work for our country. I want to thank Ray Pimentel. He is the chairman of the President's Advisory Commission on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and I want to thank all the other commission members who were here. I enjoyed my visit. Thank you for serving. I want to thank the members of the 442nd Regimental Combat Team who are here today. Thank you all for coming. God bless you. Please. Veterans who have set such a fine example for those who wear the uniform today. And I would like to welcome the men and women in uniform who have joined us today. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your service. These men and women are on the front line of defending the United States of America, and in so doing, they're laying the foundation of peace for generations to come. And we are really proud of your service. $14 million Americans can claim ancestry from the Asian Pacific region through a commitment to educational excellence. You help raise standards and show that the American dream is within reach for all who study hard and persevere. Through your love of family and community, you help unite us as a people. Through entrepreneurship and innovation, you have strengthened our economy, creating jobs for others, and thereby contributing to the opportunity of this nation. In 2004, I created the President's Advisory Commission on Asian American and Pacific Islanders to improve the opportunities for small business development. And to keep this good work moving forward, I signed an executive order this morning that renews the commission for another year. America has thrived as a nation because we've always welcomed newcomers, who in turn embrace our values and our way of life. Every immigrant who lives by these values makes our country better and makes our future brighter as one nation under God. We're grateful to the many Asian Pacific Americans who serve our nation in many ways. Just honored those who serve our nation by wearing the uniform. But there are all kinds of ways to serve America. The President's Volunteer Service Award is the highest honor given in recognition of those who've contributed their time and their talents to those in need. I created this award because I understand the great strength of the United States of America is not found in our military, and it's certainly not because of the size of our wallets. It's because the strength of America is found in the hearts and souls of generous citizens who answer to a universal call to love a neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. Five folks here today have earned this award by volunteering to improve the communities in which they live and thereby helping our fellow citizens. They've heard that call to serve something greater than themselves. And by the way, by answering the call, they've inspired others to serve. You just don't know it. Volunteers we recognize have brought care and outreach to veterans and men and women in uniform. They've helped children learn to read. They've extended food and shelter to hurricane victims in our Gulf Coast. They've helped underprivileged high school students prepare their SATs. And they've aided immigrants who have recently arrived in our country. They have served our nation in distinct ways, and in so doing have made America a better place to live. I am proud of the achievements, the many achievements, of our citizens of Asian and Pacific Island heritage. You really have enriched America by your contributions. You've made us a better land. And the five we honor today have done so in a unique way. And so I join all Americans in congratulating you and wishing you continued success of your work. I want to thank you for what you've done. I ask God's blessings on all who are here and their families, as well as our great nation. And now I ask the commander to please read the citations that will enable me to award the volunteer awards to you.
Dottie Ng. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Dottie Ng. Dottie is a volunteer with Gold Star Wives of America, which is comprised of women whose spouses died on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces or from a service-related disability. Dottie volunteers at the Armed Forces Retirement Home in Washington, D.C., providing outreach and care to the residents, including Gulf War veterans who relocated to the facility following Hurricane Katrina. For 2 years, Dottie has also assembled USO care packages for military troops deployed overseas. Virginia Ganson Sturwald. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Virginia Ganson Sturwald. For 6 years, Virginia has tutored third and fourth grade students at Francis Scott Key Elementary School in San Francisco through Experience Corps. Twice a week, Virginia helps children learn to read and oversees an after-school knitting program, which she started, aimed at cultivating creativity. Inspired by her own personal struggles, including the Bataan Death March, breast cancer, and domestic violence, Virginia has also spent more than 30 years volunteering at Shelters for Battered Women, the Pilot Club of Atlanta, and the American Cancer Society's Reach to Recovery program for breast cancer patients. Duray Pondi Duray. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Duray Pondi Duray. Duray immigrated to the United States from India in 1974. As a new immigrant, the Salvation Army in New York City provided him clothes, support, and a job as a bell ringer in the Red Kettle Christmas campaign. Duray now works as an executive for the Salvation Army and has never forgotten the kindness shown to him when he first arrived in this country. DeRay organized the Salvation Army's first Indian outpost to support the immigrant population living in Dallas. He participates in the Salvation Army's annual Angel Tree program, traveled to the Gulf Coast to provide disaster relief following Hurricane Katrina, and still volunteers as a Red Kettle bell ringer in cities throughout Texas. Sister Teresa Pham. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Sister Teresa Pham. Sister Teresa helped organize the relief efforts of the Vietnamese Dominican Sisters of Mary, Immaculate Province, in the wake of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. After hearing that hurricane evacuees in Houston needed shelter, she and other sisters converted their multipurpose hall into living space. They shared their dining hall and kitchen, where food was provided for the evacuees. The sisters provided spiritual comfort through morning mass and evening prayer, and provided education for the children by directing them to local schools and tutoring them in the evenings. In total, Sister Teresa helped house and shelter approximately 300 evacuees of Hurricane Katrina for 4 weeks and approximately 120 evacuees of Hurricane Rita for 2 weeks. Ravi Shankar. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Ravi Shankar. For 2 years, Ravi has been helping students prepare for the SAT exam by teaching math at the Chinmaya Mission of Central Florida and to public high school students who cannot afford to enroll in private SAT review courses. Ravi scored a perfect 800 on the math portion of the SAT. As a result of his instruction, students have seen increased academic success and a marked improvement in speed, accuracy, and test scores. In November 2005, in recognition of his volunteer service, Ravi received a Governor's Point of Light Award for the state of Florida.
Now you can see why I love an event such as these. What a great country we have. And I want to thank you all for being active citizens in the greatest land on the face of the earth. May God bless you all.